Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Since I was counting the raindrops at Citi Field, maybe somebody can call me and let me know who won the basketball game. Maybe I didn't hear from Harris. Maybe somebody can call me. It is a good evening / good morning to you, and how you be at 12:23 and 10 seconds to go right along with it on this Friday morning on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Emmanuel Burbari, Brian McCann, Peter Hoffman. Everybody on the other side of the glass and 1-877-337-6666. We'll take you right up until 2 on your fan, New York City.
Beats Cook, met by Green, fires back out to Lowry, to Van Vliet, far side. Van Vliet bumped by Curry, still on the bounce. Freddie has it, 5 on the shot clock. Now 3, Freddie steps into a 3, far wing, busted.
Whoa.
We're tied at 91 with a west side triple.
Whoa.
From Fred Van Vliet. Lowry to Gasol, kicks out to Van Vliet. Crowd wanted to travel. Van Vliet, 3 balls, good.
Whoa.
Busted from the west side. 94-91, the Raptors take the lead by 1. Fred VanVleet will bring it across center for the Raptors. A chance for Toronto to grab the lead. Freddie, 3 ball, open, bucket, north side triple for Fred VanVleet as they are partying in Rockford right now with the Raptors leading by 3 with 3:44 to go. Iguodala lobs the pass over to the far sideline. Green tracks it down to Curry for 3. Misses. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Kawhi Leonard. Dribble under center. It's loose on the floor.
They call the timeout. Draymond Green called the timeout. They don't have one left. So that's going to be a technical foul.
With 0.9 seconds remaining. Free throw is up and in. The Raptors by 4. Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
Whoa. What happened to the mouthpiece? I didn't see on that final shot of the mouthpiece with the shimmies. I didn't see any shimmy. I didn't see a mouthpiece hanging from the mouth, did we? I was watching. I thought I would fool you by telling you I was watching the raindrops at Citi Field instead of the basketball game. I wanted somebody to call and let me know who won. Well, what happened to the mouthpiece? Well, no Durant, and then no Thompson with his feet of clay after the left knee with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. I guess you could say that the mouthpiece and the shimmies were a little bit shorthanded. After Green was forcing Green to turn the ball over, I was saying to myself, I can't believe what I'm looking at. But what happened after that? Not very good for the dynasty. Not very good for the very last game for the town. And the reason they call it the town is because most people are embarrassed to say they spend any time in Oakland. But that's another story for another time. After 47 years, they wanted to have a happy send-off, at the Oracle. And what happened? They all left unhappy. They all left not feeling as arrogant and smug as they have for the last couple of years, have they? No, they haven't. So after Green is forcing Green to turn the ball over, the mouthpiece had a chance to win it. Oh, he took it was a contested three, but he had a good look. He got the shot off, but what happened? It did not go. And then the mouthpiece and the shimmies are calling a timeout they don't have. I think that's a technical foul. And Leonard goes to the line in the last 9/10 of a second, took about a half hour. But the final score, as you know, 114 for the Canadians and 110 for the mouthpiece and the shimmy. I guess that's about it for the dynasty, isn't it? Anyway, and by the way, in the first half, it was really Lowry with his 21 points. He ended up with 26. Well, we know who the MVP was going to be before the game. Let's be real. Let's be candid. Let's be forthright. We all know it was going to be Leonard, who didn't have the great first half. He had about 9 or 10 in the first half. He finished with 22. Van Vliet, what a fourth quarter from him. He had 22 points off the bench and really made a huge difference in the fourth quarter with 12 of his 22 in that fourth quarter. Ibaka made a difference. Siakam made a difference. And they outdid the mouthpiece and the shimmy with the threes and at the free throw line. And I heard somebody say somewhere, somehow at 6:30 that DeMarcus Cousins was going to be one of the stars for Toronto. And he was, even though his numbers and his minutes halfway decent. But listen, he's an accident waiting to happen. We know from that, and I think you know that as well. The mouthpiece, 6 for 17 from the field, 3 for 11 from three-point territory. The shimmies, they missed 9 free throws. Let me repeat, for those who might be a little bit hard of hearing, and if you are, you can read my lips. The shimmies missed 9 free throws, and that is going to make a difference. I think most people would agree with me. And the team, with the invention of the three-point shot, missed 20 of 31 threes. The dynasty, where is it? What happened? It was the last game after 47 years at the Oracle Arena in the town, because nobody really wants to say they were in Oakland on a Thursday night or any night. But the bottom line is they couldn't hit free throws, they couldn't hit the threes, and the shimmy, the greatest shooter of all time with the mouthpiece and the shimmy up and down the court and the flaunting and the taunting, he had a chance to extend this series to a game 7, but I don't think he hit that shot. And so we have a Canadian champion, more important than with the Canada, and more important than with the Toronto. It is the end of the winning and the end of the dynasty for the mouthpiece and the shimmy, isn't it? I think I can answer my own question, and it is. By the way, we will talk a little bit of baseball. We'll take a break, and then we'll get to your telephone calls, and you should know, from the 1-877-337-6666. The Yankees embarrassed themselves tonight, or maybe I should be a little bit more specific. They had a nice 4-0 lead over a lousy, terrible team. And Jay Happ, with a 4-0 lead, gave it right back. And, of course, the 3-run home run by Anderson. And then you have a 4-4 game. And then Ottavino, who has really had a good season, gives up the home run to Garcia. and 5-4 was your final in that 11-pitch at bat from Garcia. And it was Garcia, by the way, earlier, who had the RBI double in the bottom of the fifth inning that made it Yankees 4-1. But Hap, listen, he went the five innings. He gave up four runs, could not hold a 4-0 lead, gave up the five hits, 91 pitches, and his ERA better than 4.5. It's like about 4.60. And the New York Metropolitans, you know something? We all thought, okay, we're going to take on the 36-year-old second baseman. And some of us didn't like that to get Diaz. He's had a wonderful season, hasn't he? He gives it up in the ninth inning. What was going on with him? Osuna with the walk. And then we get a ground out. Okay, but over to second base goes Osuna. And then Molina, Yadier bleeping Molina. He strikes out. You got a runner on at third. With Molina striking out, and then it was with Wong with the RBI base hit and batter is Diaz. And he gets the RBI double for 4-4. The rains come. They'll complete the game. It was suspended. Now the Metropolitans will be batting in the bottom of the ninth, and at 6:10 later on this evening, Friday evening at 6:10, they will resume the game. And, of course, DeGrom was okay. Seven innings. He only gave up two runs, but 116 pitches already. He didn't walk a batter, and he struck out eight. But DeGrom, let's face it, already you give up a when he's pitching, you expect what? The Mets to get a lot of runs? Of course not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.